Hatred Cast, E3 Special.
It's Snake. We need to get fixed on who they are. Close.
Hello, Metal Gear fans, and welcome to the Patriot Cast E3 Special Episode 2. I'm very glad to be able to get Jordan with me to talk about the Rising trailer. Jordan, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm wonderful, Andrew, although it is a little bit odd. I'm talking to you at 9 p.m. at night, my time. I'm normally in the morning.
Tell me about it. It's in the morning here for me. So we've got to go to length to talk about the trailer. So if you guys listened to the last episode, which was me, Donnie, David and Jerry talking about our very, very first impressions from the trailer, literally it was 2 minutes after we saw the trailer. Now that Jordan has managed to see the trailer, I'm sure at least more than once, and I've seen the trailer on multiple occasions, we'll have a bit of a more in-depth talk about it. So first of all, Jordan, give me your thoughts on what your initial reaction was when you first saw the trailer.
Okay, so I woke up in the morning and I saw I had a few emails, including from you, the link to the trailer, and gee, that was exciting. I had about 20 minutes before I had to go to work. I managed to watch it a couple of times. I didn't save it. I saved it when I got home.
Right.
And I thought it was fantastic. It's everything you could ever ask for in a trailer, really. I'm just looking through it now. It was quite interesting with the sword, how it started in Kojima Productions, and how it had, Metal Gear Solid 4 had a similar sort of intro.
It did, yes.
Like it was a first-person shooter kind of game. You didn't know what game it was going to be, and then it said something like, "This is Metal Gear Solid."
Yes.
And it showed you Snake, and it's the same kind of technique, and I think that's pretty cool. Did you find the guard interesting at the start? The heavily armored guard with the gun arm thing?
The guard's been getting a lot of controversy, and the overall, I think the whole trailer's been very controversial, and we'll talk about that later. It really
I haven't read much fan comments about it, but
yeah,
I was wondering, does it look familiar to you? Because it reminds me of something like
it looks like a big, it's like the Frog Unit.
I was going to say Killzone or something though as well. It reminds me, like, it's a takeoff of another game, I'm sure, but
It looks like your big generic Japanese semi-mech.
But it also reminds me like the Hellgast or something from Killzone or something. I mean, I haven't played those games, but
yeah, I know
it reminds me of just something. It's like a parody of like those big armored suit things, or maybe like it reminds me also of BioShock, the Big Daddies.
Yes, yes. I think it's meant to be. It's kind of like a generic stereotype of a your generic big villain. You know,
yeah.
Big guns, big glowing eyes, that kind of thing. You know, it's bad. We
big,
get the,
dumb, stupid, heavily armored. Yeah.
Yeah, we automatically get the association that this is someone bad and this is going to be slaughtered really easily. And of course, it walks around. It's interesting, the first settings, we start off and I'm at 32 seconds right now. We're watching this of one of the YouTube clips. I'll post the link in the description if you want to be with us in the time. So I'm at 32 seconds, and you can see, like, the fans. It seems like it's kind of like a sunset outside. You don't really see a lot of outside. But inside, this looks like kind of like an abandoned factory or a warehouse, or I'm not really sure.
It's definitely something that we've never seen before, which I think is exciting.
Mm-hmm. And then we get at about 41 seconds, we get a load of bullets on the ground.
Yeah.
Which signifies that there's already been battle in there, we're just looking at all the clues here, because
there's a hell of a lot of them too. I mean,
definitely.
What is it, like at least 20 or so?
Oh yeah, and because a lot of people have been saying, oh, there's no,
it's
story,
a hell of a lot of bullets.
Nothing, this is a stupid trailer, but we're trying to...
But that's definitely something big. I mean, it's not just shooting one person to have all those bullets, so something big happened there, obviously.
Definitely, and then
we don't have to read into it ultra seriously, but it's definitely setting up as, you know, there's big epic things happening in this game, or even if this is non-canon. So
yes, yes. So I mean, he's looking around, and then of course Raiden jumps down and slices his arm, which is very cool.
Yeah,
and
it's It's very odd as well.
It does remind me. It's got this very alien-esque, you know, he slices into the white blood and...
Same as Raiden himself. So obviously it's the cyborg thing. They all have to have artificial blood.
Yes, Zenditsu. And then he rips out the, part of the spine. And then, like, the rest of the body bleeds and falls down. Okay, and then we get that, and then it's kind of like...
And do you notice when he holds on to it, it makes, like, a noise? Like he's absorbing the power from it or something?
Electricity? I was just going to get to that before. At 124 seconds, I can still see that Raiden, he's still wearing the high heels. just to say, but it's interesting that I've cross-referenced his what he looks like compared to MGS4, and the suit is completely different.
But it's even different from the... I'm pretty sure it's very different from the still images we've seen before.
Yes.
Like, first it was all metal, and it was like metal, like vents and gold metal and silver metal, and now this looks more like a rubber almost, you know? It's almost like a Batman-esque rubber sort of...
Well, it's. I mean, they still kept the high heels, which is interesting. I think they're doing they're doing what they did with Iron Man between Iron Man 1 and 2. It still looks very similar, but they're completely different. The suits, you know, if you look in detail, you know, the suits between Mark 3 and Mark 4 are completely different. So, like here, I like this version a lot more because I've had time to have a look at the suit and like the panning shot between 124 and about 128. I think it looks a little better because I was looking at the MGS4 Raiden and bits of it just look really weird. Like it's
all plastic basically, isn't it?
Yeah, and it actually looks like someone just took some that thing that you use to like put on lunch boxes when like the lids get lost. You know what I mean? Like foil, like see through. It looks really tacky compared to this, and I really like it a lot more. It definitely does look like this kind of Batman. It's a lot more form fitting.
Well, without form fitting, without jumping ahead, I don't actually like this as much as the ones that we saw in the trailers and the still shots, which was more metal, and this is more like a rubbery kind of thing. It looks weird, you know. It's probably a lot more realistic, but I like the metal look. I like the solid high-tech look, and I don't really know what you call this. I mean, I'm sure it does look like Solid Snake looked. He was probably wearing the same kind of material, the sneaking suit, through all the other games. But it just doesn't look very ninja-y to me. It's more like a SWAT team ballistic armor kind of thing, rather than something his body's made out of. I mean, if you had to choose what you're going to be made out of, would you want to be made out of rubber? I wouldn't.
No. But, I mean, again, you know, it's still in development. So, but overall, I do prefer this look to the MGS4 look because I don't think they got it completely right. This actually looks like, even though it's more, you know, saying it's more rubber, and it actually reminds me more of, like, the ninjas, even though theirs was metal. Than the MGS4 one, if you know what I mean, because you know there are the bits actually, there's not as many fiddly bits around there. But anyway, so then we get to that, and then we get to about 129, 32-ish, and so what happens? Yeah. This is very interesting. So the spine glows, which is obvious that it's emitting some kind of energy, and then you know we can see that the energy from the spine is going through some kind of absorber in his arm. And then it drains all the energy and the spine and crushes the spine. So is he harvesting lightning or some kind of energy?
You know what I've been thinking? Like, you know, I've always been really interested in Rising, and I was thinking, you know, my general theory, I mean, Raiden has to act like a ninja for me. I don't want it to be another sneaking game where you hide behind things and you knock on walls and use cigarettes to see laser beams. I want the badass ninja thing. I want to play the cyborg ninja, you know, ultra fast. You have a sword that cuts through anything. The ultimate killing machine. And I was thinking, you know, I've always thought it should be sort of like Super Saiyan-esque. You know, he should like transform in the glowing blonde
his hair. Looks like it.
And it's different than Snake with the dark hair. And then he does that absorbing crap. So he's a robot that absorbs energy, and he's got glowing eyes. And I'm thinking, geez, that really is Dragon Ball Z. You know, the androids, and they have to absorb energy through the red stone thing in the palm. And I'm like, whoa.
See, Dragon Ball Z was the number one cartoon of all of our generations. It's it's epic. No matter where you were around the world, you had Dragon Ball Z. But anyway, yeah, I can completely see what you mean. And this is something that I wasn't really expecting. I'm not sure how I feel about this. So he drains the energy. And I mean, I can understand. Okay, maybe he's draining the energy to power his suit, whatever, right? Still, you know.
I hope not, eh?
But the thing
sounds odd to
me. Then he crushes it. And then he opens his eye. And this is a real Terminator moment. This is a real T2 moment, Terminator moment. Like that, and the eye flashes and it's red. And
I hope it's just a cinematic thing, you know.
Definitely. I'm just pausing on 1 minute 36 when his eye...
I'm at 35.
Yeah. When it's pretty much the same. So, and it's funny you were saying, if you look at his, you know, at his chest, which is where, you know, all the first couple of pictures cut, you know, where they ended, it is kind of metal, I think. So, but, you know, the rest of his body isn't. So, I mean, it's interesting in that way. But let's look at his face. It hasn't really changed apart from the hair, and I think he has gone Super Saiyan 2 here, which, you know, it's sticking up quite a lot.
I'll ask you something. Do you miss the face part though, the face mask that he had from Metal Gear Solid 4? Because I'm noticing that, and I do miss that part. How it came down, and he kind of like closed his eyes, and he had instead some kind of heads up display thing going on when he was in fight mode. And I was almost wondering, is that kind of a hint about what time period this is set in? Because it gets blown off him or something, doesn't it? I mean, he loses it at the end. Mm. You know, at the start, he's got the helmet thing that comes down when he's fighting.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, obviously the suit's completely different, and maybe he doesn't need the helmet thing anymore in this new suit, or maybe they haven't gotten to that thing yet. But it's definitely different.
I do definitely think there's a reason for not having the helmet. It's a very big, you know, part of the character's aesthetic, at least from MGS4, and, you know, it's not just something random that they would leave out.
It was a weird thing, though, like, to get used to. Okay, so, like, he's got his eyes closed,
yes.
Apparently, when he's fighting, or maybe he's just doing that to squint because of the bright sunlight or something. I don't know. You know, he's a super cyborg thing, so who knows?
Yes.
But it was a weird thing. So this guy's got this like clear see-through plastic thing with like Tokugawa Heavy Industries or something on it,
yes.
With his eyes closed, and he's like teleporting around the joint and jumping over buildings, and yeah.
It's not the most realistic of things, is it? But what's interesting is, you know, he's got the eye patch and he still has the bullet holes in his head along with the barcode.
Yeah.
You know, is there any way you can say it? So, you know, it's which really, that kind of throws me off what time period this could be.
I'm going to leave it till the last until I mention what I really want it to be. Right. I'll leave that as my finishing remark.
Well,
so
let's do that. Yeah, I think it'll be a lot more interesting. So, but yeah, he's got, you know, he's got this, and then if we continue through the trailer, you know, he's holding it up, and then just before that, the rail gun kind of it was there, but then it kind of spins
around.
Yeah, I didn't get that.
Or something.
Yeah,
I don't want it to be mounted to him, okay? I don't want him to have a friggin' crying wolf kind of railgun tail thing, you know? It's just weird. It shouldn't be connected in any way. And I hope it's not always stuck there, is it?
Well, it looks like it's always stuck there because it starts off kind of on his thigh and then, like, it moves to his back.
And it uprights itself, yeah.
It does look like it's a tail, you know, and he moves his tail.
Oh, God. I mean, hopefully this is just a cinematic thing for the trailer, just to look really weird with the whole red glowing eye and having to absorb energy, you know?
Yeah.
It's like... But he's going to die if he doesn't suck souls out of people or something.
Well, so we've done with the first part of the trailer, and do you think this is pre-rendered? I think this is pre-rendered cutscenes, right? It looks like it.
A minute 40 odd?
No, until from the beginning to 1 minute 42, yes. I think it's a pre-rendered cutscene. Okay.
Yes.
And then we actually get into what has to be the gameplay. So we get through, you know,
logo. Oh man, I've been waiting for this.
And then 1 minute 46 is when it hits the fan. So we start off the first one with it's not a decapitation because the dude's body kind of gets severed in two here. And so that's the first, I mean, when I first saw this, I thought to myself, This looks great. This looks violent, but in an awesome kind of way. You know, this...
it looks the best game ever, to be honest.
Well, we'll get to that in a second. So, I mean, I'm paused at 1:47, just after he cuts the dude in two, and you can see he still has the railgun, you know, on his thigh. So, you know, it's still there. So let's keep on going. He cuts off the dude. Then there's the bit where he cuts the pillars, and that I thought that was really good as well.
I think it's awesome. I've mentioned to you before, I love the Battlefield games, the Bad Company games where you can blow up everything.
Yes.
And I've mentioned before, I feel like any game where you can't destruct the environment, it feels, you know, really old to me now.
Hmm.
And I always kind of miss that in things like Metal Gear Solid, when you walk up to a car and you can shoot it with rockets and stuff and it doesn't blow up.
Yes.
And this thing where they bring down whole pillars by cutting through them with a sword and you're a cyborg ninja thing, it's just awesome.
Yeah, and, you know, what you were saying, you know, things like, you know, GTA and Force Unleashed, you know, the Havoc engine is very popular these days, where, you know, it's destructible in unique ways. And I really think that's a good idea. And that makes me think maybe they're using something like the Havoc engine here, because he's breaking the columns, and they do look like they're breaking in... They have to be, because when we get to the watermelon, I think they are using something like it.
Yes. I think so too.
Well, I'm paused at 1:50 now, and...
Okay.
Let's quickly go and look at the scenery, like the context, where he is. This, you know, when we first saw the trailer, people, the guy said it was Middle East. I don't think so anymore, because if at 1:50, this is just after he's cut and he's turned around, this looks more like Europe.
I was thinking that too. But it is quite interesting. When you look at the enemies, the guards, they are the... Is it the Praying Mantis ones? Are they the first ones you come across?
Yes,
the
they are, yeah.
DMC. They're pretty much the same guys, the same kit, right?
Yes, yes. But before we get into that, about the scenery. So, like, there are parking spaces there. And there is a rubbish bin or trash bin, whatever you want to call it, wherever you are. You know, and doors and stuff. So this is definitely Europe. This, you know, this doesn't look like a country at war, a developing country. This looks like, you know, it's got classic architecture, so it's got to be somewhere in Europe. Then it says cut, so I'm playing through it. And then we get to, like, it's,
I love this bit.
It looks like more nighttime, so, and we see lightning, so he's doing these definitely look like combinations. But he's still cutting people up into loads of
pieces. How do you feel about that idea of combos? Because I'm not really a fan of that idea. Like, you know, circle, circle, X, and then he'll do like the three-hit combo thing. I don't, you know, I want it to be more real-time rather than sort of pre-rendered combo deals.
I'm with you. I would rather this be something original, like what we get later on in a trailer. But
I don't expect it to be like freestyle, like swinging, like
I think people get too frustrated if it's going to be constant.
I think that would be very annoying if it was like that. But what I'm meaning is, I just don't want it to be like the same three hit kind of combo.
But we don't really
Yeah.
I mean, it looks like a combo, but we don't know what buttons they're pressing or that kind of stuff. I mean, it looks very cool. Again, you know, he's awesome. He's not doing this thing in MGS2, which I'm like, that's what I never got. Like, and like the original Star Wars, Return of the Jedi was like this as well, and MGS2. Whenever you have a sword or a lightsaber or a sharp cutting tool, and every time they would cut someone, you know, in the real world, when you cut someone, you know, you cut off their limb hard enough. I remember in Return of the Jedi, Luke was there on Tatooine at Jabba's float. He was cutting everyone up, and nothing was happening to the people. They were just flying back. That was it. And it was the same with MGS2. You cut up these guards, and they would just, like, bleed a bit and fall down on the floor. I'm like, if you're going to cut someone, show limbs falling off. I can understand bullets, you know, you're being shot, you know, you can kind of mask it as that kind of stuff. But when you're cutting someone with a tool, you know, cut them up. Just cut their limbs off. You've got to do it. So, and just looking at that segment there, you know, he's cutting everything in his way. You know, from soldiers to metal girders to everything. So,
I think that's awesome. Although, I do hope a lot of things are cuttable, if you want to call it cuttable in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just going to be real obvious things, like there's going to just be these poles standing up. Oh, I know, I'm going to cut these poles. It's a bit like the explosive barrels in games, or like when you see a fire extinguisher. Oh, I'm going to shoot that, you know?
Definitely, yeah. But again, you know, it's too early to say. Hopefully, they're going to show something today. the Sony conference. But
can we move on to just about 2 minutes when to the van?
I'm just there. So, what do you mean, cutting the van or?
Yeah.
Right. That looks like an old Mercedes van. So that's like anti-product placement. What were you going to say about that?
Isn't it just bizarre? I mean, a game where you can cut vehicles in half or in quarters, or it's going to be interesting to see how much you can actually divide it. As you mentioned at the last scene, that you can cut it into segments. It's a weird thing to demonstrate, being able to cut a vehicle in half. So,
But I mean, that really, I remember the Kojima interview saying that their team has a lot more budget. You know, knowing a bit about how programming works and how games are developed, I can really see that this game needs a lot of budget, because the sheer amount of rendering and calculations needed and code for something like a van to be cut up into... I mean, he's cutting this up.
In any way you want it, yeah.
And I'm at 129 here, and, you know, there's pieces of glass coming out from the windscreen, and he's cutting it up, and there's smoke everywhere. It takes an immense amount of rendering. And
sure.
So I can definitely see where the budget is going. But, I mean, let's keep him going. He's cutting up the van, and this is the epic scene, of course. This is 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And before we get to the cutting, this is a small Easter egg. Maybe I'm the only one noticing this. I'm exactly at 2 minutes here. This is like the guy's falling over and he's about to go. If you look behind the guy, there's a yellow poster. And to me, it looks like Snake's face. It looks like Snake from Peace Walker. Am I the only one?
Do you know? I suppose. What I mean? Yeah,
and I noticed this, and there's a second one just a bit from it, and it does look, maybe that's an Easter egg for E3, but that to me looks like the poster from Peace Walker with Snake's face. Can't really tell, you know, it's not really HD.
It is interesting, but I hope it's, you know, I always find that kind of stuff weird in games. Like, do we really want to be like going through the game and everywhere there's going to be pictures of like Sunny and Otacon and look, there's the Mark II, you know, like pictures of it on everything. And like guards will be wearing t-shirts with like Big Boss's head on it and stuff. It's a bit over the top sort of product placement.
Definitely. But
it's kind of like, hey, like this game? Buy Metal Gear Solid 2.
Before talking about the awesome cutting scene that's about to happen, let's quickly look at the scenery around us again. You know, we're getting this bit actually could be something like New York. This could be in the US. Because, you know, it's, you know, it definitely does look, you know,
I'm looking for fire escapes and things like that.
It definitely could be like a New York-esque, but what this tells me is the setting is definitely a what do I call this? An architecture.
Developed?
Yeah, it's developed. It's not little huts and destroyed buildings.
Well, do we really want it to be another game like Metal Gear Solid 4, like where for some reason Raiden has to keep jumping in his magic flying machine and flying to different continents? I mean, I don't really want it to be changing places all the time.
Carpet.
I hope it stays, you know.
It's a magic carpet from Aladdin, and he starts singing, I can show you the world.
It's got to be something from Dragon Ball Z to continue the theme.
It's a big, it's Shenlong, it's that big green dragon, you know?
Yeah.
Raiden's riding in the big dragon. Damn it. Anyway.
You know, I can't imagine a thing like, what's he going to do? He's going to have some big badass, you know, Suzuki motorbike that he rides from town to town,
it's
cutting up
Triumph,
people.
Remember? Triumph product placement.
Can you imagine a cyborg ninja thing, though, riding some old, like, you know, vintage or whatever you want to call it, motorcycle?
He can't do that anymore. It will be unreal. Yeah. It will break the game. But anyway,
this guy with white blood and made out of rubber and, you know.
Yes, but let's get to the actual cutting bit. So this is between 2 minutes 1 and 2 minutes 6, I think. So what he does is he kind of, the guard standing there, and again, this is the same guard as MGS4, I'm sure. So what happens is he kind of like hits his legs to make him fall, and while he's falling, you kind of go into this kind of Max Payne Matrix mode, I guess, where everything slows down. And you were talking about motion controls, and I think this is the first bit where you see it. So you have like the blue line where you can,
and the red,
where you
or
can
orange,
move it around. But this can still be done with analog sticks, I guess. So, and you know, you have the line, and then this is what made me love the trailer the most. I think, you know, you can choose where the hell you cut the dude, you know, and then like he cuts his like leg off and part of his arm, and then he cuts him again and again and again and again, and that's what can we say, Jordan? What can we say?
Exhilarating, exciting, sadistic. Well, or as the trailer itself says, cut.
at what you were. I mean, this, of course, we can understand why the Kojima trailer, what the Kojima trailer was all about. And I mean, I kept on telling people, Rising is going to be shown at E3. And people kept on telling me, no, I don't think it's going to be TGS. And I'm thinking to myself, why would it be TGS if they're showing all these clues? And, but you know...
I was thinking watching this kind of stuff, though. Have you ever really played games where you can cut, like, every single bit of guards off before? I mean,
No. What
kind of rating will this get? Because I thought, isn't Peace Walker have quite a low rating?
You know, they're saying that Peace Walker is like a 13 or something quite low, yeah, because... But the thing is...
I mean, I don't think it stops little kids buying games, but I'm just saying, like, there's a certain point where a movie gets almost too violent, and when you can, like, hack off every limb, I mean, I imagine if guards are lying on the ground, since you can seemingly chop everything, I mean, you're just going to be able to, you know, cut the bodies up a million different ways, and it sounds quite sadistic, really, doesn't it? It's almost like an X rating, really.
Do you know what the thing is? After this trailer, a lot of people have said that... They're not going to be playing this game. Well, a lot of people are saying they're not going to be playing this game because this isn't Metal Gear to them. But a lot of people have been... we'll get to that in a second. But a lot of people have been saying we're not going to be playing this game because for people who live in somewhere like Germany or Australia where apparently, especially Germany...
Oh, hey. Don't joke about Australia, mate.
Oh, you get the same...
Because we get their games. Don't even joke about it. I don't want the...
Germany it is, then. They're saying, you know, people who live in Germany, because they've got such strict violence, you know, maybe because they're trying to forget about World War II, but they've got such strict anti-violence, Gears of War, Bioshock, everything gets banned there. So they're saying they're not going to be playing.
But it is pretty creepy when you look at it. I mean, I can't really imagine a movie where you could do this kind of stuff. And when you're watching a movie, you're watching. You're not actually doing it. It's not like, cut his nose off next, you know? It's not as weird.
Yes.
And I can't really imagine a movie, like, even Pulp Fiction, you don't really see them getting cut and stabbed in the...
Well, it's
funny,
I was going to say, this is like as close to a Quentin Tarantino game as we can get. But, I mean... I don't think it's ever been done, but if they do this...
I'm excited to watch it. I'm just saying it's very odd to imagine like a game where you can chop every single bit of them and just hack them up.
Yeah, we're not saying this because we're like some kind of weird sadistic people. Yeah. Like, I want to chop every single part of them. No. It's because it's never been done, and I think if they do this properly, and by the trade it looks like they're doing this very properly, if they do this well, this can really, really be something new in video games. But I think it definitely will cause controversy. Which kind of makes the Arsenal crashing into Manhattan bit that was cut out in MGS2 seem like nothing compared to this. Could we
mention how the controls must work with the sort of like the arc where it shows where you're aiming and it goes orange or red wherever you are going to hit them?
Yes.
Because I'm thinking about what it's going to be like with a controller in your hands.
Yeah.
And obviously it's going to be the left stick to move around, right? I mean, they're not going to mess with that.
Mm.
The right stick should be for, you know, moving the camera around. I don't want to have a fixed camera. So how would you be steering where the arc is? I mean, it can't be like L1 and R1 to rotate it left or right, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I was thinking it's got to be some kind of motion thing.
I think it definitely will have to be analog stick, unless this is going to be...
So how will you either walk around or move the camera then? Because they're not going to have a fixed camera, right? Surely.
Well, maybe when you go into the slow motion mode, the camera will be fixed.
So you're like riveted on the spot kind of thing.
Well, the thing is, maybe what you do is like you choose your execute position. Maybe because we see him like kind of knee the guy, so he falls over. So maybe you do. Maybe it is a kind of a combination where, you know, you press a bunch of buttons to actually knee him over, and then it goes into the slow motion mode where you choose where you want to cut him up, I think.
Mm.
And like you would position the angle of the analog stick and then press R2 to actually chop and then chop again and chop again and again and again. But that's...
You used the right stick to use the sword in Metal Gear Solid 2, didn't you?
Yes.
And you clicked R3 to stab.
Hmm.
So, yeah, I'm just trying to think how that worked. I mean, that sounds fine to me.
I think that worked very well in MGS2. It worked a lot better than the old hack and slash, you know, Devil May Cry thing there. But I think they are going to be improving on that because, after all, you know, Kojima was the one who got up on stage and talked about this. So he's saying he's executively producing it. That can mean a lot of things, really can. But I think, yeah, he is watching over it. And I like to think that, you know, if they're doing something very wrong, then he would step in the way and say, come on, this is my baby after all, don't cripple it that much. Let's just finish off the trailer. So we get to that epic cutting the dude in loads of little pieces bit. And then you get the black screen and audience just erupts and cheers. This is, I can tell you, I was watching the whole of the Microsoft press conference live, and this game got the biggest cheers. Except for the bit where they announced the slim Xbox and they said that they were going to give an Xbox to everyone in the audience for free. I liked it. That got more cheers, mainly because of free swag cheers.
Quickly, do you like the new Xbox look? I mean, I think it looks kind of cool. I don't like the vent kind of things on the side. It looks more PlayStation 3-ish, you know?
To be honest with you, I couldn't care less.
And I was noticing from the price, hasn't the price gone up or something? Or is it the same price?
It's exactly the same price as the old one. It's getting things that, in my opinion, it should have had from day one, like the PS3, like, let's say,
wireless.
And, you know, it's big. Never mind. But I don't really mind it. I mean, I'm really not that bothered about it because, I mean, I already have a PS3 and I really don't.
Yeah, I just don't want us to sound like, you know, Sony fanboys all the time. I'm trying to cover the other option.
I guess, but it looks all right.
You know what I'm actually worried about? You know, with multi-platform games, they normally end up designing for the Xbox since it's easy to design for, and then they kind of port it to the PlayStation 3.
Right.
And I'm really worried that, you know, this was at the Microsoft deal and all that, and I really hope it's not going to be like, say, Grand Theft Auto 4, where they had the exclusive deal for the downloadable content and... I'm just hoping that I'm not going to put the Blu-ray disc into my PlayStation 3 and find out it runs at a lower resolution or something than the Xbox version.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I'd just be gutted if I got, you know, the crappy version.
It could be, and it could be not. You know, there's absolutely no way of us knowing how they do things there.
With most other games, though, it does seem to be that way, doesn't it? That normally the Xbox version, often people argue, is always better, even though the PlayStation's meant to be twice as powerful.
I guess it could happen, but I think, you know, again, it's too early to decide. We're jumping way ahead in actually playing the game. But so far, you know, the second part of the trailer, to me, the graphics looked very good to me.
They look awesome.
You know, the cutting mechanics looked very fluid, and, you know, even this is, if, you know, this is Xbox, even if this is, because, I mean, we don't know, this could be PC after all, because, you know, they're not showing any buttons on screen or anything, so they're just showing an in-game video, but you don't know what is being played on. It could be being played on a PS3 or a PC or an Xbox, so we don't really know. But right now, if the game is released the way it looks right now, which, why shouldn't it be? It looks very, very good, so I'm very happy with that. But yeah, anyway, so we get huge cheers, and then we get to the watermelon cutting bits. And, you know, this is, they're using something like the Havoc engine, because the sheer amount of precision, it's almost like a Wii mini game to me, if you know what I mean. But, you know, this time it's actually decent. What do you think about this watermelon bit?
I thought it was really clever at first to use watermelons again to continue the Metal Gear Solid 4 kind of theme.
Yeah.
I wonder why they picked watermelons. I mean, are watermelons a big thing in Japan? I presume they're quite an expensive thing, like most fruit is. It's a weird thing to pick, a watermelon. Okay. And I think it's just really interesting, the idea of being that precise and being able to deliberately make segments of things. It's quite interesting.
Do you think
if you can do it to a watermelon, I mean, I'm pretty sure you're going to be able to do it to the corpses, which is just weird. And I'm really glad they picked a watermelon, you know. it's just creepy to think about, really.
That's cutting up a dude's head in like loads of little chunks.
But, you know, I mean, it's meant to be at least somewhat realistic. I mean, it's not like the bodies are going to load out within 1 second like the cars do in Grand Theft Auto 4. You know, you turn around, the car's loaded out.
The cars are there, yeah. That would really take me out. But
unless, what's it called? I've just forgotten the name temporarily. The evacuation balloon thing, you know, in Peace Walker, for example.
The one that Batman used in the Dark Knight.
Maybe they've all equipped with that, you know. It's like the little mini bomb or whatever that
apparently that's used a lot in Peace Walker. But AVAC, something like that. I forget it now.
Anyone who's played Peace Walker is probably screaming at their iPod right now. Definitely. You idiots.
Definitely. But we'll talk about Peace Walker next week a lot. Don't worry, guys, a lot. Because we're actually going to get it. So this looks to me like one of those tech demos when a console is first announced and they cut it up. But it's definitely something. That to me is definitely Kojima. You know, the little thing that you don't expect, because I mean, I don't expect this.
I was always waiting after the credit scene is what I always call these bits. You know, I knew this was going to be pretty much the best part of it.
Yeah.
And no one dies, no one gets chopped up, but it is kind of the most impressive part. It shows you how the controls must somewhat work, and
definitely.
It shows you how delicate, if you want to use that term, how delicate you can be in the game.
Very, very, very delicate in terms of, you know.
It's an odd term to use, isn't it? Delicate. In a game where you slice people up in bullet time. But we see
him, you know, adjusting the blue line. I'm holding my old PS2 controller here now, and I'm trying to see how I think it could work very well with the right analog stick moving.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too, but
from side to side.
Maybe you hold down like one of the buttons, like R2 or something, one of the shoulder buttons, and it kind of puts it into lock-on mode or something, you know, manual aim mode or something.
Definitely.
So you'd be holding down something too, and then you'd be able to use the right stick for aiming the sword. Because I did like that, you know, when you can swing the stick horizontally or vertically and the different slashes.
Yes.
That would work well.
Well, now that we've finished...
Motion control is a gimmick. I was just thinking it must be something odd. I mean, I don't really want to play a game where I have to shake my six-axis controller every way to stare people. I'd just get fatigued from it, really. I mean, you'd get arthritis too.
No, it's
shaking this thing about, it would be nuts.
I'm the man who sold my Wii because I couldn't take it anymore. So, now that we've finished talking about the overall trailer, let's compare our overall impressions of what we think compared to the overall impressions of the Metal Gear fan community around the internet in, you know, forums and such. I personally, and I think you agree with me, because we've talked about writing for a lot on this show and, you know, personally, just between me and you, I think this is everything I wanted to be. You know, I wanted this because the main concern is when this first came out, all the people online started saying this isn't Metal Gear anymore. Kojima's, this is the same song and dance routine as last year.
You know all those 12-year-olds that have just played part of Metal Gear Solid 4 and they think they know everything about the game.
Most of these people got brought in with MGS4 and they're all like, oh, MGS for life, super hardcore, man.
Yeah. Hey, these are people that don't even know how to, you know, unplug the controller, put it into port 2 to beat Psycho Mantis, okay? I mean, their opinion is nothing.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, we've been...
I bet they don't even remember Meryl's frequency.
I do, I think. 140.15.
Yeah, but that's why we have the Patriot cast, though.
Is that right? Hold on, I'm going to look at the box. 140.15. There you go, see? I've even got the box in front of me. Hardcore.
So that's why we host the Patriot cast.
That is why we host the Patriot cast. But anyway, you know, we don't want to say veteran Metal Gear fans because that would be like 1987 Metal Gear fans.
Yeah.
But you know, we've played it for, you know, a decade already.
A decade, and, easy.
Yeah. I think this looks... I'm enjoying what I'm seeing right now, but the main problem with people is online they're saying... This isn't Metal Gear. I wanted this to be stealth, but they're acting like this is a surprise. And I keep on telling people, for a year, this game has been called Lightning Bolt Action. What does that tell you? How stupid you have to be to still think that this is going to be your old crouch, crawl through an air vent, get up, duck, tap on the wall. This ain't going to happen. This is Lightning Bolt Action. Lightning Bolt signifies fast and speed.
I'd like to mention that, you know, I've always been the big Rising fan, and when we've always had little informal polls between us, the people on the show, I've always been pretty much the only one that was always more excited about Rising, I think, than Peace Walker, which is ho-hum to me. I mean, I know a lot of people are like, blasphemer! But Rising has always been more exciting to me, and this is pretty much everything I've always hoped it would be. I've also mentioned how I always play the games in the stealth way. I basically never use a lethal gun.
So you are,
I am the epitome of the stealth person. I mean, that's what I play the game for. But I've really wanted this. And this should be the only way to play it as a ninja. I mean, you know, how else would they do it? It's some kind of like friggin' Blue's Clues thing where you've got stealth cam on all the time and you have to look for like DNA evidence to convict the boss and track them down or something. No, you're a cyborg ninja thing, okay? And if you can't move at bullet time through the whole game and cartwheel and slicing things in half, slicing a whole Metal Gear Rex in half with a couple, you know, swipes, I mean, that's the point of what a ninja thing is. It shouldn't be a whole game based on that Eastern Europe part of Metal Gear Solid 4, you know, where you have to stalk the guy.
Hmm.
I mean, we don't want a whole game full of that. That was awful enough the first time.
But see, that's the thing. You see, people, I don't understand people online. It really frustrates me, and it shouldn't, because, you know, I shouldn't think about these things. But, you know, they keep on saying how awesome the ninja is, and they're like, oh, ninja awesome, you know, he's great, I'd love to play as him. You don't, how can you for a second expect that if you're going to get play as a ninja, which has already been confirmed in the last year's little trailer, you know, if you're going to be playing as a ninja, how can you freaking expect to duck and like crawl and have Snake's brain mechanics? Because if that was to happen, there would be a new outrage saying this character is underused, I want to see more action. You know, people keep on saying that, oh, Raiden sword mechanics in 2 were flimsy, I didn't like it, I wanted to see more ninja style. And now this game comes out and they're like, this isn't stealth, this isn't Metal Gear. You've just gotten Peace Walker. Play that. You know, that's stealth, that's classic.
But,
play that.
You know, what is the point of a ninja thing hiding? I mean, who would he hide from? I find it hard, as I've said, I mean, can you think, if you think about like the cyborg ninja in Metal Gear Solid 1, who would he have to fear? I mean, the only thing that can really rival Raiden, like one-on-one, would be Vamp, you know, to be able to move as fast.
Yes.
And when you think about any normal enemy, I mean, why the hell would a ninja man hide from them? And even if they did see him and their big exclamation mark goes bloop above their head, you know, I mean, he could probably kill them before they could do the alert thing,
definitely.
I'd think.
Oh, you know.
Before they reach for the panic button, you know? We all saw him in Metal Gear Solid 4 when the suicide gecko were going to blow up and he like teleported through the air and killed how many of them, you know, in a tenth of a second?
I think, yeah.
Yeah.
But the thing is...
So, why would that guy hide, you know? Why would he like tranquilize the gecko one by one and,
He wouldn't. It's so stupid. If people like that are just so stupid. Just think about it, kids. Think about it. But the thing is, I mean, you've been very excited for Rising and... I myself, you know, if you listen to the old podcast, I've had my concerns and being scared that this is going to be a cash cow. While I still can't say to myself, my fears are gone, I am rejoiced, you know, like one of those the religious show on the American channels where they start screaming. I can't say that, but what I've seen of so far, and that's the only way I can judge the game. People are judging this game, they've seen the trailer once, and already they started going up on message boards and forums and saying, this isn't Metal Gear, I hate it, I'm not going to play it. They've seen the trailer once, and it was just...
I bet you they will as well, by the way.
They will, they'll buy the freaking game, come on. And
No, they'll ask for their parents to buy them the game, yeah.
Okay, yeah, true that. But so the thing is, you can only judge it from a trailer, and that's all I'm doing. I'm judging it from a trailer, and so we're both doing it. And what we're saying is, judging from the trailer, I'm saying I am very, very excited, and I'm looking forward to seeing what this game has to offer. I'm not saying this is going to be an best game in the Metal Gear franchise. I have no right to say that. We will only be able to say that, and anyone in the world will only be able to say that after they've played the game. You can't just start calling things out after 2.5 minutes of trailer. You can't. We're just judging
from
the trailer.
You know something really odd? I was just watching the last part, and you know, he uses the whole railgun thing as a scabbard as well. Isn't that kind of odd that this railgun, it's kind of got like a, you know, like a belt scabbard part in it for the sword?
Yes.
It's kind of odd, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I think, we can bring up loads of theories, you know, attachments on the gun later on through the game, that kind of stuff, development, but...
Again, I'd be happy. I think I'd almost be happiest of all if there were no guns at all in the game. I mean, I don't want a game where you have to run around looking for ammo when you're a ninja thing, you know, and, oh, cool, I've got another pistol, like about, you know, there's 40-odd pistols, it seems, in Metal Gear Solid 4. And I just can't imagine this cyborg ninja thing shooting a pistol. I mean, hey, the cyborg ninja had the gun arm thing, didn't he? At least until that bloody Twin Snakes thing. Didn't they change it?
And
Twin Snakes, he doesn't use the gun thing to blow up the radome. He throws the sword or something, doesn't he?
I think he does something different. And then Snake picks up the sword for a second, I think.
I mean, okay, I get it. It was pretty weird that the cyborg ninja has a gun built into his arm, like the guard at the first of this. But
Good work.
But can you imagine riding, come on, you know, like with a pistol? Yes. It just sounds odd to me.
Yes. But, I mean, it seems too odd. We've speculated on this trailer as far as we can, and our overall impression, I think I speak for the both of us, Jordan, is we like the trailer very much. This has surpassed what we thought the game was going to be. It's looking very good so far, and we are pro. We are pro. Right now, we're pro Rising, right?
Sure thing.
Pro Rising. And, you know, a lot of people aren't, but this, we're making our stand. The Patriot Cast is officially pro Rising. The Patriot Cast does not reflect any of its co-host opinions, except mine and Jordan's. But you know what I mean. Before we go, because this is going to be an hour show.
Oh, no. How long is the trailer? 2 minutes or?
This is the devotion from the Patriot Cast, guys. Come on. Come on. And before we go, what do you think this is going to be set now? MGS4, before MGS4 or after?
Well, personally, I mean, I don't know how I feel, because the whole suit is different, as I've said, and I can understand, okay, the blue eyes go to brown or they go to green. That's not a big deal. A whole suit, a whole body change, that is kind of a big deal.
That is big, yeah.
And this is the thing that I always like saying these things to make everyone hate me and everyone laugh at me, and everyone's going to laugh at me when the game comes out. But I've always been one of the people that believed that, hey, maybe this isn't Jack. Maybe it's Sunny or the boy. What's his name? I've just forgotten the boy's name.
Jack, again.
Little Jack?
It's Jack, yeah. Something, yeah.
I mean, I've always thought, you know, that in a way, I'd almost prefer that in a way, rather than Raiden just suddenly gets a new suit, which is completely different. And there are at least two other characters that look pretty much identical to him. And a female cyborg ninja? Why the hell not? I mean, her mother was one in number two, Olga.
Yeah.
And it makes a lot more sense to me rather than changing a whole suit. So whoever this new Raiden, which is a code name, remember, whoever this new Raiden is, I mean, I'm cool with it. I think it's cool. It's going to be a great game and a great character.
I mean, I can understand what you're saying, you know, Raiden being a code name. I mean, we all start calling these people Snake and Raiden and Ocelot, and we forget that that's not their names, you know?
Well, how many times have they changed the character? Like, Metal Gear Solid 1, okay, it is definitely Snake, but, you know, Liquid isn't who he said he was, you know, Miller. Number two, you think you're going to be playing Snake, and it turns out to be Raiden. 3, it's, you know, Big Boss, apparently, although it's, you know, come on, it's the same voice actor, and everyone pretty much still calls him Solid Snake by accident.
Yes.
4, you know, it's always got little tricks about who people really are.
Mm-hmm.
And so we really can't go, wow, I never expected that to happen, if it turns out to be not Jack
is the cyborg ninja character. I guess it's...
And I don't care. I mean, sure, I'm just saying this to look silly. When the game comes out, everyone can laugh at that idiot Jordan. But it just sounds interesting and it sounds cool. Whatever happens.
Mm-hmm. All I'm hoping for now is a decent story and a decent setting. They've fulfilled my expectations, at least with the initial gameplay-wise, or at least what the gameplay looks like. I couldn't ask for anything more right now from the gameplay. And that's a lot of people are saying, I like the gameplay, but why do you have to call this Metal Gear? Call this another game. And I can kind of understand what people are saying. The only thing that would make me jump on the Rising bandwagon completely, because I've kind of got like one of my feet on it now, and I'm hopping along, chasing it down. But you know,
you've done the first swing, you've knocked it over in slow motion, and you're just waiting to get the knife through it in other ways.
Many different times, yes. But I'm just waiting for maybe today, the Konami press conference later on, or maybe a TGS. I'd like to see a bit more story, because I'm a big story freak. I love stories and everything, and a good story. I love a good story. So, and MGS is a great story to me. So I'm just waiting for this to have a good story. Hopefully, make it canon. I'd like it to be canon. Try to fit it in somehow. But that's all.
Well, it's been great to be on a special episode of the Patriot Cast with you, Andrew. I'm glad we could meet it at an unusual time.
It's been. I'm sorry to keep you up, Jordan. It's what it's like, nearly 10 at your time, so and you've got work. So anyway, thank you very much for being here. I'm very glad to talk to you. I've been waiting to talk to you ever since the last trailer came out yesterday.
Well, thank you for telling me about it. You were the first person to tell me when I woke up.
You're my consigliere of the podcast. Come on, you're going to be you're doing this. Before we go, again, please follow us on Twitter, rate us on iTunes. Thank you. More people are rating us on iTunes. Our US I've checked on the US iTunes, and we've gotten about, I think, like 7 to 10 different ratings, and most of them are 5 stars, so thank you very much. UK as well. One Australian rating as well. That's very good. I don't have them in front of me, but thank you very much for everyone who's rated us. I'll read them out in the show sometime soon. What else? I don't think we have any more to say. Before we end, quick off topic. what did I like at E3? The Xbox presentation was horribly, horribly, horribly bad to me. Kinect was so bad. I'm just so glad they showed Rising, the second game.
I haven't watched the whole conference because in New Zealand we have this thing called bandwidth caps, and it happened at a weird hour for me. But I'm looking around my room right now, and I'm looking at my television and my table and my bed, and you know I only have about a meter between my bed and my computer table, and I'm just trying to imagine how much room. I mean, we're both about the same height, yes. Almost 2 meters tall.
Yes.
And can you imagine us swinging around both our arms like we had two swords?
It's party time.
It's just never going to work. I mean, no. We'd need a few square meters. I mean, you have to rearrange your whole house or living room just to give yourself, you know, the danger zone where no one else can put anything breakable.
This sounds like another epic fail video that, you know, the internet's going to love.
Yeah.
But I mean,
well, when the Wii came out and they threw the Wiimote and it smashes the plasma or the LCD.
Smashes the LCD. But anyway, day two of E3 is starting. If anything new regarding Metal Gear is going to be announced at the Sony conference, or God willing, Nintendo conference, we will be, the Patreoncast will be there minutes after. Probably won't have Jordan, unfortunately, because, you know, it's going to be sleeping sometime.
In spirit.
We'll have Jordan. Anyways.
Well, so, maybe I could do some really nice things like, gee, Andrew, you sure are smart. That kind of,
you know what?
Spirit of the game.
That could happen. Anyway, thank you very much, Jordan. Stay tuned for more Patreoncast. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you very soon. We need to get a fix on who they are.